House in the Morning. Y94 just dropped another cash code moments ago and another for you at 810. Y94's cash code is powered by Case Industrial of Fargo. Every 60 minutes, your shot at free money, which we do have to deliver some this hour. So do one of those cash calls here in a bit. Also, totally random question and some trivia with Amy Kay all this hour as well. First, the totally random question out of the box of totally random questions. And today's TRQ. Well, it's not even a question, the way it's just an exclamation point, for God's sake. Tell us about that time you met a famous person, exclamation point. You ever meet a famous person before? Tell us about it. That's today's totally random question. You ever meet somebody famous, Amy Kay?
Yes, it was. So I am originally from Illinois, and I was from like a suburb outside of Chicago. So they had like clubs, but it was for like when you were in like middle school, high school.
Okay, so not like a drinking club.
No,
like
I think they had like juice and pop. But
do you remember the Nightstorm dance parties?
Mm-mm.
Where you were, maybe those are before you came to town. That's what I'm imagining. They were like teen dance parties,
that's
but it was like
a
club that was always there.
So this was like an actual place. It was called Zero Gravity, and they would have like celebrities come. And I think it was before the celebrities were then like going to the actual clubs later in the night. And Cascada, do you remember her? So she was performing and we were dancing, and on the mic she pointed to me and my friends and she's like, "You girls are beautiful." And then her like people came and got us.
I still hear and your voice.
That's for you. Yeah.
You sleep next to
I didn't mean to cut off your story. No, that was just background for your story.
But okay. She brought us back to her like side area. I don't know, her VIP, but it's like not bottle service because we were children. So it was like cranberry juice, orange juice, things like that.
Aquafina bottle service.
And, yeah, she was so nice. And then she said, "You guys should come. We're having an after party at like this bar." We're children. We cannot go. I was so sad, but I was so happy she invited us.
Wait, she went to a teen dance party and invited kids to go to the bar with her?
But is it because, is she from like Europe or something and they could drink younger? Maybe she didn't. I don't know.
She is from overseas, and I only know that because we have some lines from her where she's got like an English accent or something.
But, yeah, she was like, "You guys should come." And we're like, we're like 14.
So you didn't go?
No, we couldn't go.
You absolutely didn't go. That's kind of cool though that you made that impression with Cascada.
And we got to hang out with her.
Did you guys evacuate the dance floor?
Oh, I don't even think we got a picture.
That was her other song.
I know.
I don't know if anybody else remembers the... Do we have that one in there?
I feel like we have to have it.
You would sure think so. I'm probably...
Because she only had this song and that song, right? Whatever happened to her?
She did the two songs and decided she was done after that. You know, now at this point, I've met quite a few, but it was all through the Y94 stuff. So I'll take your pick. There's that time that we did the Halloween party with Paris Hilton and...
Was she nice?
No, she was awful. Paris Hilton, Heidi Montag and Spencer, if you want to call them famous. A couple of the American Idols, both the Davids, Kelly Clarkson... we had the real brief thing with T-Swift and Britney. Yeah, I mean, quite a few. None of them really made a strong impression with me, though.
And do you remember when I first moved here? So this had to be like 6 years ago when American Authors came here. And we did that like private concert at the Blue Stem, but it was under the like gazebo type thing.
Vaguely.
Yeah, we had invited some listeners and we had this nice private concert. And they were talking about how they wanted to go swimming before the actual concert that night, but their hotel, I guess, didn't have a pool. So
did you
go
swimming with American Authors?
I didn't, but I tried. I had a pool at my apartment, so I invited them over to come swimming at my apartment.
Just so you know, they all thought you were trying to hook up with the band.
Serious?
You can't say, "Do you want to come swim at my
they
apartment?"
Said,
and have
where
them...
can they go swimming? And I said, "I have a pool at my apartment. I kind of live with like a lot of older people, so no one's ever really in it. If you guys want to come swim at my apartment, you can. Do you want my phone number?" And they're like, "Yeah, we'll talk later." And I was like, "Okay." So I like hung around awkwardly, like, "Are you guys gonna get my number or what?" But no,
they didn't actually come, huh?
No, and they didn't get my phone number.
I would imagine that American Authors probably, they wouldn't want that look of like, "Here we are hanging out at this random apartment."
I was like 22.
Yeah, but it'd be one thing, like, if you'd had, like, this backyard cabana, they'd have come over.
It was an apartment.
Yeah, they weren't going to come to that. They're American authors. They think they should be hanging out somewhere, like, fancy.
I guess that is true, because they were, I thought they should have been the opening act. They were the main act, and who's that? You got to keep your head up. Whoa, honey,
Andy
I'm good.
Andy Grammer.
He was the opening act. I think he's kind of more famous now than they are.
Yeah, it's probably all.
I guess it's a toss-up
for
both those. Yeah,
I'm not really sure which ones, but they each had like the same amount of songs, honestly. That famous person you met, 237 hits text 35270. And were they nice? That's probably an important part of the story, too. Like, did you meet him and they were a real D or B? That's important to know, too. Charlie Puth, attention. You've been running around, throwing that fire. It's Playhouse in the Morning, Y94. Talking about that time you met a famous person. Hello.
So about 4 years ago, I was at the Minneapolis airport, and I met Jennifer Aniston. She just, I guess she had done an appearance or a speech or something, and she was just sitting, having a drink, wasn't really dressed up, done up. You know, she was just kind of sitting there. Most of the people didn't even recognize her, and I just said hello, got a selfie and an autograph, and I show it to people all the time.
She seems like she would be a super nice person to
me. I think so, but at the same time, I feel like if you would have met her, like, during Friends...
Yeah.
Would she have been nice, like, or would she be like, oh, get away from me, I'm super famous?
Probably that. I'm also confused that people weren't recognizing her, because I think she's one of those people that I'd spot immediately and be like, oh my God, holy crap, that's Jennifer Aniston.
But do you think sometimes people recognize celebrities and they're nervous?
Probably. For something about her seems really approachable. I don't know what
it
is.
See, I don't think so. I think she would intimidate me. I wouldn't want to go up to her.
I think what would happen, though, is I'd accidentally call her, like, Rachel or something. Yeah. Like, I'm so sorry. Like, it'd be really awkward. You seen some texts that met a famous person
stories.
Someone
said, I hopped out of a moving Uber on my birthday, met Thomas Rhett and his wife in Nashville, asked for a selfie. They were really sweet. Someone said, oh, I'm jealous. I met Kesha during a meet and greet. She had one out of her concert. She was nice. Another, I met Thomas Rhett. He was nice and humble, down to earth. It was nice when celebrities are actually genuine. Someone said, I met Lindsay Lohan at a club in Vegas. She asked me and my friends if we wanted to hang out in her booth. She bought us drinks and everything. Super down to earth.
Liz, I'm not super familiar with country music unless it's so popular that it crosses over to Y94. So is Thomas Rhett's like a country guy?
He's a country guy. I'm trying to think of what songs he sings, though.
Yeah, it won't help me none. Booze and toothpaste? I don't know. I'm not going to know the difference one way or the other.
Die a Happy Man. Didn't Nelly get on that with him? Or am I making that up?
I have no idea. I just think it's funny how many we have multiple people that say they met the same guy.
Well, I feel like country artist in Nashville makes sense. I think country artists, they always seem so nice. I'd love to go to Nashville.
Something about they seem a little bit more down to earth, probably a little bit more approachable than some of maybe like our artists. Like, you're walking through a grocery store, you see Ava Max. I don't feel like she'd be a nice person to approach. I just assume she'd be full of herself or Dua Lipa or any of them.
Yeah, they'd be like, get away from me. No pictures.
I don't know if that's a good equivalent to Thomas Rhett. I don't know how famous he is.
I think he's pretty famous. I mean, I only recognize the one, so I don't really listen to that much country, though.
Me. Yeah, now he goes ahead and he does a collaboration with Justin Timberlake.
Yes.
You got my attention, sir. Famous person you met, and were they nice? 237 hits, text 35270, tweet, snap, at Y94 Playhouse. Ava Max. Playhouse in the Morning, Y94. Been talking about that famous person you met. What are you seeing?
We are getting quite a few. Someone said, my husband and I met Coolio at the 90s concert. He shared his Patron backstage. Someone said, I saw Brock Lesnar at Texas Roadhouse, approached him. He was extremely rude. I was really embarrassed. Then I saw Randy Orton at the mall later that day. I didn't even approach him because I didn't want to be embarrassed again if he was rude too.
I suppose, yeah, you don't want to necessarily be the person that's always coming up to these people getting pushed away.
And someone else said, I met Machine Gun Kelly when he came to Fargo. He was nice, gave me a hug, looked at my stomach because I was 8 months pregnant.
I was wondering where that was going.
Yeah.
So was he just staring at it, or did he acknowledge it in some way?
Or do you think he rubbed it?
And did you name your baby Machine Gun Kelly?
Or Kelly.
Yeah, that also, or Machine Gun.
That's true.
A beautiful name for a child. Famous person you met.
Well, I actually met Anderson Cooper coming out of the bathroom.
Okay.
So I don't know if that counts.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
But I also met Bill Clinton a few years ago, and he was very nice, but I was wearing this blue dress that day.
Oh, no.
Oh, so awkward.
You can imagine all the dirty jokes other people were making as soon as I was real, because I was excited. And so I kept saying, oh, my God, I met Bill Clinton today. And it probably took 1 second for people to go, oh, well, yeah, you did. You were wearing a blue dress.
Well, I don't know if everybody in a blue dress is necessarily like, oh, hello.
Do you think he thinks it's weird? Do you think he made the connection?
You would think so. I mean, I would think anytime he sees a blue dress, he's a little bit.
Him.
You would think so.
Yeah. Someone else said a few years ago during the Jason Aldean was going golfing by himself and asked me and a friend if we wanted to join him. He was awesome to hang out with and came to our lake place after and had some beers. I didn't know it at the time, but some lady came up to me at the charging station in the Washington, D.C. airport and almost unplugged my phone charging. And I said, oh, that's my charger. Then as she was getting up moments later, I accidentally tripped her as I was sitting on the floor. And my teacher told me that was Carolyn Kennedy. And I essentially yelled at her because she was trying to steal my phone charger. I had to Google it. It's the daughter of JFK.
You know, I don't think most people would recognize her, though. Even if you're like, oh, I know the name. Or even if you're just like, oh, I know if Kennedy sounds like you must be famous.
Also, I feel like, what was she just in the normal airport? I feel like celebrities should have private jets.
I don't know if she's at that tier, though.
Her dad was a president.
Yeah. I don't know. I still don't know if she's at the tier that she's, you know, private jetting it away, necessarily.
Oh, the person said Machine Gun Kelly looked and walked away. My youngest has his middle name as his first name. So Gun? Wait.
It must be. Yep.
Wait, my son has his middle name as his first. I'm confused now.
Well, I don't know if you consider Machine Gun Kelly's middle name to be Gun. His
okay.
legal name is
I guess
Machine
that's
Gun
true.
Kelly.
What do you think his real name is?
You Google that. Do a quick Wikipedia search. You figure that out.
Machine
Are
Gun
you actually
Kelly.
Looking it up?
Yes, I'm curious. Polson Baker?
Well, that doesn't really help with the middle name situation,
yeah,
does it?
I don't know. That's all I can find.
This was really anticlimactic,
guys,
I'm
going
to be honest with you. 7:33 in the morning, your next cash code would be 8:10 this morning. The almost impossible question of the day with Amy Kay after Maroon 5 and Megan Thee Stallion, Beautiful Mistakes on the Playhouse in the Morning. Y94, the number one hit music station.